The capacity to modulate your light, to modulate the light of your body, the appearance, the disposition, the gift of your body, is your feminine capacity. And the more refined you are in that capacity, the more you get paid. So if if you could do super nuanced body yoga, light yoga, through dancing, through singing, you could be very highly paid. So most performers are paid super high money if they could channel light or energy with very specific nuance. So maybe it takes 10 or 15 years of practicing to sing just to get your vocal cords and your diaphragm so nuanced that people, you know, shiver and melt hearing your voice. So that's an example of the feminine, and it starts with showing your surface. So the light that you're showing off as a first stage feminine human, could be man or woman, is the light of your body. So how do I look as a body? What color clothes do I need? That attracts a masculine person who's rested in consciousness, but also he, I'm going to say he, it could be a she, it's just difficult to do every gender. So when the masculine person, which could be any gender, but I'm going to say he, rests his consciousness, he has a choice then. He could show that consciousness through superficial means, like his body, or he could show it through deeper means, just like a feminine person. So typically, if the feminine person spends most of the day making sure she is radiant on her surface, she'll attract a masculine person who spends most of the day looking like he's trustable on the surface. So he'll have a nice car, surface. He'll wear nice clothes, surface. He'll have a lot of money, surface. He'll have a Rolex or something. So Mr. Jaguar Rolex pulls up and, you know, Miss, I've spent 10 years working out on my abs, walks up, and they kind of are attracted to each other, you know, rock star model thing. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so that's what I call a first stage match made in heaven, where, you know, one partner is identified with the masculine consciousness, but on the surface, because you have to be quite conscious to make a lot of money. I'm not talking about inheriting money, you know, being an idiot or just inheriting money. I'm talking about someone who's sat down or worked hard and figured out the nuances of something and arranged it in the world and has made, you know, millions or billions of dollars. That takes a kind of depth and commitment and persistence, not just flowing with the moment. So that radiance and structural capacity, presence, attract each other on the surface. Over time, because they get older or because they just grow in maturity, the feminine partner feels like, well, I don't want to just be desired for the way I look. You know, I'd like to be desired for who I am altogether. So my mind, for instance, is so the feminine then she still wants to be appreciated for the surface shine, the surface glow, but it's getting more and more important to her to be appreciated and recognized for an inner glow, at least as inner as her mind, let's say, or her thoughts and emotions. So in the second stage, women tend to emphasize wanting to be valued not just for their bodies, but also for their minds, a little more internal. And the masculine, also men, they get tired of showing off in their fancy car and always having to, you know, they just want to, they give up their job and they move to Thailand and live on the beach and smoke dope and learn yoga or something. So the classic second stage thing for the masculine to do is cultivate their feminine, but go deeper. So instead of consciousness in the form of money and cars, like, look at me, I've got cars, I've got money, the second stage man is, look at me, I know Krishnamurti. You know, look at me, I'm, you know, well versed in Advaita Vedanta as well as Buddhism. So The second stage masculine wants to be known for its internal consciousness as well as its money. And so basically then you get, you know, women who want to be known for their mind, so they become businesswomen, attorneys, politicians, and men who have given up the structure and have gone inside too, and they become wanting, you know, dedicated to cooperation and a philosophy and spiritual practice. If the woman's in her feminine, she just wants to be seen as, you know, attractive but serious. In the second stage, and the men, they want to be seen as, you know, competent but also playful and soft and enjoying nature. So in the second stage, you go a little more internal. You want to share more internal things, philosophical likenesses. It's not just rock stars and movie and models or whatever. It's, you know, people who are involved in a spiritual practice or political movements or social movements. You're sharing something deeper. But that's only halfway there. That's sharing your mind, sharing your emotions. And everybody knows that when you sit down and start sharing your mind and emotions with the person you love, it rarely turns out how you want. We'll get into that, because the way the feminine shares those things and the way the masculine shares those things are very different. And so as soon as you start expecting the other person to be like you, it never works. Kind of long story short, the masculine is always trying to bring a conversation to an end, and the feminine is always trying to perpetuate energy and flow. So right there you have a conflict. Most humans haven't done yoga with their genitals. But our genitals are built to do yoga more than any other part of us. They're totally energized. They engorge, they de-engorge, they engage other people. They're the source of deep love with other people and also incredible conflict and violence. So our genitals are really important to involve in our yoga. And so if you do any exercise, physical exercise during the day of your own, aside from what we do here, I'm saying, but you, of course, want to bring your whole body into it. So even if you're doing simple calisthenics, I mean, you know, push-ups, jumping jacks. So even if you're doing simple exercises like that, you can feel, like so far, I think we've worked in this, and you'll have to tell me, I think you felt your cervix and your heart and your throat in some of these exercises. So when you're doing, so for instance, you're sitting there now, and you're sitting like this, or whatever, can you feel your cervix? So move your body so your cervix goes, I'm happy in this position. I mean, I don't know what that is. Maybe it's just subtle. Maybe it's an internal motion. So adjust your body so deep inside your body, your cervix feels yes instead of just eh. You know, so that's the beginning of internal yoga. So you start kind of going internal, feeling your cervix, but then as soon as possible, you open up and you offer that kind of open cervical feeling to the group, to everyone, to the world, really. And at the same time, feel your heart softening and your throat softening. So the whole inside of your body. And now, try to move your body a little, like that somehow. And now as you move your body, feel your cervix. Are there ways? So move your hands like this. That kind of ignores your cervix. Now stop. Now move your arms in a speed that you could feel it connected to your cervix. Yeah. So can you feel that? Yeah. So what you would do is you'd wake up in the morning and you do exercises connected with your cervix, just like you're doing. It could be your own, it doesn't have to be this simple, it could be any exercise. And then as you go through the day, you'll be remembering and feeling the inside, that internal line of your body. And men are sensing that in you. So what they're responding to is the responsiveness of your body. So if you practice letting your body open through the internal channels, like your cervix, that's the, so you said, you know, someone mentioned your lab, and that was good, but now you can live it all day. You could breathe it, you could talk it. So you're sitting there talking with your girlfriend, just feel your cervix and talk with her in a way that your cervix begins to go, yes, yes, yeah. You look much happier now. So that's it. So, but don't stop at the cervix. So cervix, heart, and throat, those are all part of this kind of internal thing. So your cervix, your heart, your throat, the whole inside, like a line inside your body. How do you move? How do you speak? Yeah, so that feels good. It feels more than good. It feels like it's overflowing. Most people don't feel it at all. So if you're expecting a man to notice you, but you don't even know your internal body, it's not going to happen that much. Or you'll get a very superficial man who just wants the surface of your body.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.